Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm your host, Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm now the mom of four young adults, including one active duty son. I also wrote the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. Through my experiences, I came to believe that we're only stronger together. Whatever life is throwing your way as a military spouse, let's talk about it. Hello and welcome to the first episode of 2021. This is Jen, and it has been a little bit. It has been longer than I intended. And so I thought I would jump on real quick and kind of explain what's happening and what's coming up and just say hello because I've really missed you. So if you listened to my last episode back in November, I had fully intended on releasing a couple of more episodes before the end of the year. And obviously that did not happen. What happened instead was I got COVID and plans changed. So before I get to that, I did want to mention a couple of other things real quick, and then I'll tell you kind of about that and what I learned and what I've been hearing from you guys and what's coming up. I have some guests coming up that I had recorded with last fall, and they've been so patient through this process. So my next episode coming out will be, I will be talking to Ashley Keller of Glow Body PT. She is a military spouse. She was active duty. She also is a world champion, half Ironman triathlete turned online fitness trainer. So she is honestly the sweetest and also obviously an amazing athlete. And we are going to be talking about making time for yourself and some of her experiences with deployments. And then she's offering specials on her workout plans, which look to be really, really good. In the next few weeks, I'll be releasing an episode with Stephanie Montague from Pop and Smoke. And she is like the space age travel expert. And she and her husband, after his retirement, have traveled a ton. In fact, they just moved to Spain to make the most of their post-retirement years in a little bit of a different way. And so that's really interesting. And then I'll also be talking to the gals from the Spouse Angle podcast. So like I said, those were supposed to come out before the end of last year and just did not happen. And so I'm really thrilled to bring you that info. Probably after that, I'm trying to get those out as quickly as I can just because they're later than I had intended. I will probably be going to back to two episodes a month like I used to do because the pace of trying to release a weekly episode is just a little much with also working full-time and trying to work on my writing, which I really would love your prayers for that. I have had a book, second book that I've been working on for a couple of years, and these things always take longer than you intended, and I'm just having to switch up some things with the publisher and just some behind-the-scenes things that are a little bit time consuming. Speaking of that, I have been in the middle of a site relaunch as well. So you can still find me at jenmcdonald.net, millspousematters.com, or jen-mcdonald.com. They all point to the same place. And I'm really excited to share it with you. I love the new look of it. It's a design by Big Cat Creative. And if you're into that kind of thing and care about that, but I'm hoping it's just a little bit more streamlined for you to find the information that you're looking for. So there's military spouse information, things for military kids. There's also some other writing on faith and midlife because those are also topics that I write about. So I hope that you will go check it out and let me know what you think. So as I mentioned, I did have COVID in December. And honestly, because I'm asthmatic, that was one of my biggest fears was getting COVID because I wasn't sure how that was going to go. And then we also have known several people that have passed away in the past 6 months from COVID. When I first got it, I didn't really talk about it because I don't know, like there's almost a sense of shame because if you get COVID, it's like, well, what did you do wrong? What did, and maybe not what did you do wrong, but people want to know, where did you get it? What were you doing? And we've been so careful about staying home and like not even going to church, doing church online, masking. And my husband was always going to the store for me. And I did end up traveling in December. And I had traveled before that too and, you know, followed all the precautions and done all the distancing and masking and everything. And somehow, you know, things happen. And so I wasn't really going to talk about it a lot. And then my husband said, you know, the thing of it is, because we did come through it, I did not have to go in the hospital. I was pretty sick. It's also set me back as far as just some fatigue and tiredness ongoing and headaches, which I've heard from other people had the same effect. But my husband encouraged me to share it because he said, you know, you only hear the horror stories. People need to hear from others who have come through it. So all of that to say, I'm still recovering. I'm still not 100%. And if you have also been through it or have been affected by it with a family member or friend, my heart goes out to you. And I just hope that we can all react with compassion to each other. This is really hard. Like it's so hard sometimes to know the right thing to do. You can follow all the laws, you can mask all the time, and you can still get it. And that's just the reality of it. So nothing political there, just kind of an explanation where I've been. I disappeared a little bit off of social media. I really was quite ill and just wasn't able to keep up with everything. So hopefully 2021 is going to be better. Speaking of, 2020 was a rough year. I have talked about this before. I lost my younger brother at the beginning of last year, right before all the shutdowns. And then, of course, you know, normal life stuff. And then this pandemic has changed how we all live. And then I had COVID as well. And I've had some time for reflection because one of the things was, you know, some people were like, oh, you know, did you just get to lay around and watch Netflix? And I was like, I felt so awful and I had such bad headaches. I really just kind of laid there a lot. But it really brought a quietness when I felt better to just kind of assess, which I needed to do. I needed to look back at 2020 and see, what am I going to do differently in 2021? And so this is where I want to talk to all of you. I hear from you on Instagram and comments on, you know, the podcast apps or even emails. One of the common themes is there's a lot of waiting. And I hear from those of you who have spouses that are deployed. I hear from you who were in the middle of a move and it got delayed, or you did have to end up moving and now you are stuck because it's really hard to try to get to know your community when you're new and you can't really have those same outlets that you normally would as far as getting to connect with people. I've heard from several of you whose spouses are at boot camp and you kind of have no idea what you're stepping into and you're just really thankful to have an outlet to talk to other spouses. And also, I've had a couple of notes from young moms that have left careers that are, quote, just raising kids and trying to kind of find themselves in the middle of all that. And I just want to tell you what you're doing matters so, so much. Even if it seems like you are just stuck and you're waiting and you don't feel like you're moving forward, what you're doing matters. We like to figure it all out, don't we? I think military spouses have this stereotype of this whole can-do thing. You know, if something happens, if there's a tragedy, if there are bad things going on, we jump into action. If we're, even if it's not bad, if we're moving, we have our lists, we have our checklist, we are gonna crush it, right? And so waiting can seem like doing nothing. But so many of us are in that boat where we don't know what 2021 is going to look like. We have no idea. So we wait. One of the things I came away with was for 2021, as much as I can, to be intentional with where I am, not just spending my time, but what I'm allowing to take up space in my heart, in my head, being really intentional about that. And one of the ways I've done that, and I started this quite a few months ago after my brother died, I was like, it's easy to get up and kind of focus on what's negative. And so here's something that has worked for me. I have a little journal. You know, I'm a Christian, so I get up in the mornings and I want to have like my devotional time. And it's even at 52 years old, like I still have issues with consistency with that. But this is something that I have been able to be really consistent at. And it's, I write down three things I'm grateful for. And I don't know if I read this somewhere or if I just came up with it, but either way, I have three things I'm grateful for, three things I'm praying for, and then I'll write out one verse that has meaning for me. Because sometimes, you know, if you're trying to read the Bible through in a year or doing this big devotional, it can be overwhelming and hard to even pick up. But this was simple enough for me to do every day, and I do it most days. And I sit there until I can come up with three things that I'm grateful for, and three things I'm praying for. The things I'm praying for, there's always somebody that's got a need or there's something going on in life. But the three things I'm grateful for sometimes can be a challenge because I have to sit there and think, what am I grateful for? I go, you know what? I'm grateful that I have the chance to just sit here and think about this. That's a luxury a lot of people don't have. I'm grateful that I have this cup of coffee in my hands. I'm grateful that, you know, we're still here. So it can just be something as small as that, but it starts to turn your focus onto being thankful. And that is something I've really needed help with this past year. And maybe you do too. So maybe that will help you. And also, like, back to the whole waiting versus doing, we are doers. We like to do things. And I think one of the things that we can do this year is to be kind. You know, putting politics aside, all the upheaval that has happened over the past months, you don't have to agree with people, but you can be kind. And that's a lesson I continue to learn. We want government and we want politicians to be this change for us. And really, it just has to happen in our daily lives. What can I affect? Well, I can vote. I can, you know, be involved. But where the real change is going to happen is in my relationships with other people and how I treat other people and what I even put out there on social media. So that's just my encouragement to you if you've been struggling a little bit with some of the things that are happening. I've seen a lot of people leave social media and, you know, and I've decided to stay on every platform because I think kindness matters and let's just keep plugging away. I wanted to leave you with a few verses about waiting. And I think, like I said, sometimes it can be hard to just be still and wait and let things play out. So one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 46, where God says, "Be still and know that I am God." And then in Matthew 11, Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." He says in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I hope that you can rest in, you know, whether you're a Christian or not, that God loves you and has your best in mind. And, you know, that's my belief. And I just hope that encourages you in some way. And then in Ruth chapter 3, this is one kind of stood out to me. I heard somebody else talking about it. And if you know the story of Ruth, her husband died and her mother-in-law, Naomi, her husband had died. She had left and returned to Israel from another land with her mother-in-law, Naomi. There's a whole story there about her marrying Boaz and the things that her mother-in-law was having her do, which maybe didn't make sense to her. So all of that to say, in Ruth 3, there is a verse that says, and I thought this was just so funny. In fact, I pulled it up in my Bible app to compare. I don't know if you ever do this. So Naomi says to her, in the King James, she says, "Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall." And then if you look at it in other versions, there's one of them that I just love. She says, "Sit back and relax, my dear daughter, until we find out how things turn out." And I thought, you know, obviously it's a different situation. I don't want to take anything out of context, but how often do we need to hear that? Sit back and relax, wait until things play out. You don't have to try to figure it out. Just sometimes there is great strength in the resting and the waiting. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm really hoping that this will encourage you today, whatever you're facing in 2021. This is a poem from the 1600s, and it's by John Milton, and it's called Sonnet 19, or it's also known as On His Blindness. And so really what he is talking about is mourning the loss of his sight and what use is he now. I'm going to read the whole thing. It's not that long and it's old-fashioned wording, but maybe just close your eyes and listen and just maybe take something away from this. So it's John Milton, Sonnet 19, On His Blindness. "When I consider how my light is spent ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker and present my true account, lest he returning chide, doth God exact day labor, light denied? I fondly ask. But patience, To prevent that murmur, Soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke? They serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands, at his bidding, speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. They also serve who only stand and wait. If that's all you can do right now, that is enough. And I hope that encourages you. And I look forward to talking to you soon. And thank you so much for listening and for your notes and for your care. I truly, truly appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the MillSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @MillSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.